This podcast is a Folk Media production.
In this episode, we're taking off from the previous one where we spoke to Roshan Abbas, also the co-founder and managing director at Geometry and Compass, also closely associated with Commune. Well, here is another episode that tracks Ranjit Rena's journey, the CEO at Geometry and Compass, an events and activations agency. And he's also had an entrepreneurial stint of his own. So lots of learning from that. Well, it's interesting to find out what a turn the events and branding space has taken and how they've adapted to a world where everybody is, you know, indoors and work from home is the new normal. Stay tuned. You are listening to Mashable India's How They Did It podcast. It's season two of How They Did It, and we go a little beyond just new and disruptive businesses. Of course, we will speak to many of them in the season, but we will also talk to the chiefs of all things cool. Well, that doesn't change. Across the biggest companies, people who've carried forward legacies and generations of businesses, also on how they are sort of treating their profile, their workplace in India and across, and seek lessons and stories from them that can be an inspiration to many as they tell us how they did it. But before we proceed, well, you know, it's the post-pandemic world and we are all remote working, and this was recorded over a video conferencing call. The quality may be a little bit here and there. Please bear with us. I am Priyanka Ganwani. Let's begin. Welcome, Ranjit, to How They Did. How have you been?
Very well. Thank you so much.
Right. So, you know, Ranjit, can you tell us what's your story been like? And it's been very interesting. What was your first day like at Geometry and Compass?
This is my second time round at
Rest. Yes.
So, yeah. So the last year has been fairly interesting. And now we are all going through, you know, COVID. So pretty much out of the first 12 months, right. 5 months have been, you know, just dealing with the pandemic.
Right. 10 years with, you know, Geometry and Compass, with events, what have you seen in terms of your years of evolvement then as compared to like now?
So I think the one big difference was that, you know, when I was here the first time round, it was, we were just in Compass. Along that journey, we got acquired and became part of WPP. In the early days, you know, we were aligned with JWT at that point, what is now Wunderman Thompson. And that was a very different time. It was a different space. And that part of the journey was very different. We were predominantly events, urban activations. And when I came back to Encompass, Encompass is now Geometry Encompass.
Right.
It is part of Geometry, which is, you know, WPP's creative commerce end-to-end agency.
Right.
And the business is significantly different in that, you know, we have a shopper practice. We have a rural practice. You know, we have, of course, we have events. Now we have the digital events division. We have, you know, activations. So the business is much bigger. In some ways, it's very different in some ways because, and the whole evolution to Geometry and Compass, you know, has been very different for a lot of ways. A lot of ways we're looking at our business very differently now.
Right.
Events, you know, across the board has changed drastically. We're seeing a lot more innovation, a lot more technology, participation so much easier, events can be richer. The same goes, is true for activations, the same is true for what is happening in the rural space. So it has been, it's very, very different. And I think the businesses are getting much more tech-enabled, a lot more digital in some ways.
Right. What is the most striking marketing trend or something that you work closely with and now you consider as the Bible that, okay, this is something new and this is something that we have to sort of stick to, be it because of COVID or be it because of like 2020 in general?
I think sometimes we spend a lot of time trying to spot these trends and trying to, you know, attach ourselves to the next big thing.
Right.
Or the next, and you tend to lose sight of what is at the heart of what you do. And
right.
At the heart of what we do across the board in events or activation or rural, or when we're talking to brands, is, you know, we're talking to people. We are bringing brands and people closer. And that underlying truth doesn't change. How you do it is, of course, changing. Now everybody, we are also exploring the virtual space. And in that space, you know, we are first learning the language of the space. We are creating a new lexicon for it. We are figuring out what works, what doesn't work. You know, how does real meet virtual and how do they hand off each other? So there's a lot of learning there, because some part is content, some part is engagement. They're all coming together. So I think it's not as much about, trying to spot it, but it's more about figuring out insights into the people you want to connect with. And, you know, then creating solutions that work for them. And, you know, they could be a creative solution or it could be a business solution. But it really starts with insight. And the fact is, today, if you look for it, there are great opportunities to learn so much. And there is this deluge of information. So sifting through it and finding out what's really relevant to who you want to talk to and reach out to, I think that is key.
Right. And is that the kind of impact that's had, you know, the kind of impact that isolation or COVID has had on branding and marketing? Is that also the similar thing?
So I think what has happened is with this whole isolation, you know, the dynamics are changing, because the person sitting at home is your consumer, is also an audience, is also just a concerned person who's going through so much. So, you're not either or, you are all of these things.
Right.
And you're isolated and yet you're connected. So while physically you're not able to reach out and talk to people, meet them and see them as much, but the fact is you're on WhatsApp groups, right? Which are just, some WhatsApp groups have COVID information, like this happened, this happened, this happened. There are groups where you stay, about what's happening in and around you. So, you know, the collective is still there, but it's all virtual in a lot of ways. You're working much longer hours now because there is no commute. So you get up in the morning and you start working. There are no lunch breaks. There are no coffee breaks, because it's all one strange, and each one of us is creating our own hacks. Deal with it. And I think brands are no different. They're trying to figure out what is the best way to reach people who are in a very different frame of mind. Because it's not business as usual for all of us. We are all showing signs and we are of behaving very differently. Some of them are very obvious, some are very subtle, and some I think we are not even sure of ourselves that we are going through. And so, you know, you should be reacting to everything the same way. So when you see a piece of content or you see a commercial or you see an engagement or you attend a webinar, all of these things you're reacting to, you know, a lot of stimuli around you, and everybody is trying to figure out what is the best way to, you know, connect at this time.
Right. Owing to that, what's the day been like for GE? Like, what's a regular day like at your team? So how do you end and start and sort of put your ideas together? What's that like now?
So I think in some ways we became much more disciplined, because you don't bump into people, right? So if you're in an office, you could be walking around and you bump into somebody and you can have a conversation, you can talk about something and you catch up about something. In isolation, you have to be a lot more disciplined about your time and others' time, because, you know, people, everybody's trying to manage it. I think it works very differently. So, you know, teams that are working on pitches, they interact very differently, because those are larger groups. We have the planners come in, we have creative come in, we have the account management team, and everybody's jamming and everybody, you know, having these brainstorming sessions. There are all these cool new tools and toys that you have, which you can use now. So, you know, you have mind maps and geometry we have, and that's headed by where you can collaborate. So, you know, if you do a lot of that, then there are teams, you know, who are in content. So a content team, really busy. The studio has been churning out content pieces right through the 5 months. Then you have live events. In a few days we'll be going live with an event. So there's a team that is actually traveling right now.
Right.
And but it all boils down to really structuring your day around everybody's time, so that you know active projects, and then there are just sometimes that you just catch up, right, and just want to figure out what's happening with certain teams. And the other thing great is that you know, we are collaborating a lot more. Now saying that I'm in Delhi or Bombay really doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That's the only plus that's come out of this whole thing, is that there is a lot of collaboration across the agency.
And I've also seen that you have this thing called Once Upon a Time in Quarantine, which is basically behind the team at Geometry and Compass. So what is it that you thought that you should do to bring that out, the story behind Once Upon a Time in Quarantine?
So that, I mean, I can take no credit for it. The credit goes to, you know, our team. So we have a team that manages all our social now. One of our business leads in Bombay, and she takes active interest. Her name's Neha. I'm pretty sure that's, you know, the idea that came from that team. And the whole thing really was that everything that you're doing really doesn't have to be all about work. It doesn't have to be about, you know, insight and knowledge. And so I think it's a very conscious decision that, you know, while we, you know, share, you know, knowledge pieces, thought leadership pieces, we put out our work, it's equally important to really talk about the team and let, you know, people to get to know each other and, you know, even the clients know more about us.
That's, I think, a very swift strategy to sort of put a face to the people behind the work that GE puts in. Now, you know, I had a conversation earlier with Roshan Abbas, who's the founder of the company. And of course, there are a couple of interesting things that have happened. But something that caught my attention was, I think, the Barber Suraksha campaign that I saw, or even the spirit of HP. Yeah, the spirit of HP. How did you sort of put that together?
Spirit of HP happened really early in the lockdown. That was a classic case. You know, it used a simple video conferencing platform as a means of engagement. But what was really interesting was that during the course of the Spirit of HP, we learned really the difference between creating a content piece or creating an engagement piece. And they're two very different things. So we had a musician, Rahul Deshpande. We had Amit Tandon, the stand-up, Roshan used to host it. Siddharth Chaturvedi, brand ambassador, joined us for one of the sessions. And the whole thing really was that how do you engage the people who are watching it? Because just being present on the other side of a screen isn't important. You know, the people need to participate, and that's what makes an experience. Otherwise, you can just fire up YouTube and you have all the videos in the world to see. And so that's why Spirit of HP is special, because we really figured out what works, what doesn't work, how does interaction work. You know, for the first time, at least for us, you know, we had a stand-up comic performing on a video platform. And it is very unnerving for a performer to perform into space because there is no reaction, response, there's an audience in front of you. You don't know if the joke works better. And, you know, so we worked around that we created a room where some people had their cameras on. And so, you know, it was literally like having a live audience to gauge reaction. Right. And Roshan, who was hosting it, was constantly linking the show with the comments from the audience, which were coming up. And that made a huge difference because even for people, they were not just watching a stand-up comedy special or listening to music. They were actually, you know, participating. They were commenting, they were talking. People, you know, they were getting a response to their comments. And so I think that's why it was special. Gillette's, the Barber Suraksha program, I think is a very, very important program for a lot of reasons.
Right.
Because it's really an initiative of P&G and Gillette. And because, I mean, as you can imagine, the barbers, you know, is one set of the business that is squarely been hit by this, and getting back to business for them is important, and setting up protocols. So, you know, P&G took it upon themselves to create this entire program, which, you know, has SOPs on how they can get back to work. There's a component of insurance for them. You know, we tied up with Hakim Alim, you know, who gave tips. So it's a complete program, and we are seeing some great response to it. So P&G out of Bombay has been working on it, and I think it's a great initiative to really you know, give back to and look after people, which I think is something wonderful for a brand to do in a time like this.
Right. Would you also like to talk about something that Roshan, in fact, mentioned and thought that you'd be the right person to talk about it, the Guinness World Record, you know, something to do with them and a campaign around it?
So again, with, you know, Nivea was launching, you know, a face wash for men. In the normal course of things, you know, you would have gone to a nice venue, put up an interesting set, called an interesting host, you know, created relevant content, you know, get some press and do that. But this time around, you know, you don't have access to any of that.
Right.
It's quite audacious in some ways. You said that, you know what, let's get the maximum number of people, just guys, to come and wash their face. Now, seems pretty obvious, but nobody's done it, right? So again, you get onto a video conferencing platform, you create an entire show flow. So it's not just randomly doing it. You know, you talk to Guinness, make sure you call, you have the people, because it has to be audited, because you just can't get a Guinness record, right?
Yeah.
You audit it. You need to make sure that you have extra people to meet that requirement, so to hit that number. And all of this in the regular world, pre-COVID, this would be very easy. Right now, I think it's exceptional because, you know, the client, the brand team, they are isolated. They are sitting somewhere else. Our planners, our account heads, team P&G, they are working remotely. You know, everything is together remotely. We have a team called Prodigy that does all digital events. They got involved. You know, so, you know, remotely to collaborate and create something interesting out of the blue always makes you happy.
Right. So is this done? Is this going to be out soon?
It's done. We already have our Guinness record. If you go to our Insta feed, you'll see there's a nice little short film there we have on it.
Okay, I shall catch that. Also, what is the way forward for a GE henceforth? What is it that, where is like marketing and branding is concerned as your path ahead?
You know, like I said, that, you know, when I joined last year, Geometry had just embarked on its own journey of evolution and reinventing itself. Across the world, we are doing that. And we have taken some amazing strides in the space of e-commerce, digital commerce, social commerce. So we're really looking at building that part of the business. It's just become that much more relevant to all of us right now. So that is one. And again, I think a lot of things will continue to change for some time. And, you know, businesses will need to be agile because you cannot predict all the changes that are going to happen. So I think that agility is important in anything that you do, because over the next 6 to 12 months, there will be a lot of course correction in how you achieve something. The broad direction may still stay the same. The rural practice for us is very, very important. I don't see, you know, that becoming a less important part for, you know, any brand in our country, especially focused on that. Events, as you know, are going through their own struggles. And as they come back, there'll be a new world. I think it's not going to be offline or online. We'll see a lot more hybrid events coming up, where, you know, anything that is offline will always have an online component, which will be live, because we have seen that it works really, really well. So I think every piece of business is going to change significantly. It's going to react to the changes around it. And, you know, you just have to, you know, be there to understand the nuances of what is happening around you, and, you know, just stay just a step ahead. And, you know, that's the trick.
Right, right. And what do you have to say to new marketeers or people who are setting up agencies now or just had set up agencies before COVID, whereas their strategy is concerned or aspirants in the same space? What would you say to them?
So I think if you're just starting out, this is a great time for you. The simple reason, you know, legacy has advantages, but it also has disadvantages. And, you know, with legacy comes a certain way of doing things, a way of thinking. And when you are just starting out, you're not burnt by that. Because if you are a young agency, you're just starting out, you couldn't have lost your agility. And I think that is going to give you a huge advantage, because you can pivot, course correct, you know, choose your word. But the fact is, you will always have a lot of agility. And I think for all the research that is out there and all the studies on COVID and post-pandemic and new normal and old normal and all the, there's a saying that says that you don't know what you don't know. A lot of people really don't know. And it's because of the way things are. So I think you should just, you know, focus on keeping your head above water and staying aware of everything that's happening. Not rushing to judgment right now, because it's too early. We are still in the middle. The new normal, as we call it, is really not here yet, because things are still changing.
Right.
And, you know, we should be aware of them and not decide. I mean, there is no plan right now.
Right, right. Okay, thank you so much, Ranjit. It was great having you on How They Did It. I'm sure a lot of branding and marketing aspirants and people in the media in general can draw insights from this. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Priyanka. Thank you so much.
So catch the show every Thursday. Don't forget to review us. Tell us if you like the show or want anything to be changed. And we are open to feedback. You can do so on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app of your choice. Catch us all over social media. We are Mashable.India on Instagram and on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. We are Mashable India. And for more, log on to in.mashable.com. Stay tuned.